Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from, you guessed it, if you haven't been listening, shame on you. If you're just tuning in, it's Eggtoberfest 2016 in the Yellow Daisy area of Stone Mountain Park for all you locals. For you people from Israel and Germany and all the countries that listen in, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Just look it up. It is Stone Mountain. It's a famous, really a monument to the Confederacy. And it's part of Southern history, Southern culture. But today, it is exceptional people with exceptional food. And we've got a very exceptional person sitting right alongside of us. We are going to be talking to her throughout up until probably February, March, when everybody sells out, when we sell out all the tickets for this thing. But it is the culinary, historical culinary cruise of a lifetime, and it couldn't have happened without the brain trust behind us, Janice Brockmeyer. Janice, welcome. I mean, you are a Corbin. Isn't the egg group a ton of fun?
This is one of the most amazing groups of people that I've seen, and I'm just really impressed by the people that, almost like deadheads, you know, we have eggheads that follow these festivals around from location to location. It is smelling so good here in Stone Mountain this morning.
And it's a beautiful morning. I mean, it's breezy because we are literally looking at the leading edge of Hurricane Matthew. That so much death, so much destruction. And yet, here at Stone Mountain, we've got 15-mile-an-hour winds. It's 71 degrees. It is sunny and beautiful, but we can look at the edge. It constantly reminds us how lucky we were.
Absolutely. I was in Hilton Head last week, and my thoughts and prayers are with all the folks over there, as well as everyone up the eastern seaboard as we deal with this. And, you know, I'm really impressed by the folks at the Big Green Egg who have their barbecue rescue squad, where egg owners take their eggs and they go to these locations and they cook for people that don't have power. It's an amazing organization and a group of people that the Big Green Egg Company should be proud to be associated with.
Well, something that's really exciting, exceptional, is of course the amazing cruise in May, and you really put something together that's very, very special.
Yes, we are thrilled to announce the inaugural Country Cooking Cruise. We're going to have a host of celebrity chefs and talent. We have three colonels, as a matter of fact. We have Colonel Kevin Jenkins, Colonel Eric Holdman. Hold on.
Everybody gets his name wrong. He's insignificant.
Colonel Eric, and of course, the fantastic Colonel Francine Roberts Bryson, as well as Eddie Jackson, who was the winner of the last season's Next Food Network star. We have Tiffany Harlick out of Texas, Jackie Garvin out of Florida, and an amazing musical talent, Maya Hansen, who will be joining us as well. We're sailing on a fantastic ship, Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas. This ship has everything you can imagine, from water slides to rock climbing to zip lines. But on top of everything else that the ship has, the best part about it is going to be your chance to interact with and learn from our chefs and our talent that we have on board.
And that's one thing you're kind of adamant about, and really Francine and all of us, but you really wanted it to be to where the celebrities don't just come and do their thing and then go off on their own little world. We're there to mix and mingle and join in with the crowd and just really participate in so many ways.
Absolutely. That's one thing that's very important to me, and having worked with different talent in the past, is to make sure that the talent interacts with the fans, because after all, without your fans and without your supporters, you are nobody. And I actually saw someone on Francine's Facebook yesterday who wanted to know if she could come give her a hug today, and she found out tickets were sold out, but I told her if she came on the cruise, she could get all the hugs she wanted. So I'm giving Francine's hugs away.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give Chef Eric's hugs away, too, if you want to. I mean, I speak for him all the time. But one of the things that's really neat about this, and this is something people have to realize, this is all-inclusive. The price, I don't know if any of y'all have been to Dollywood recently or up to Disney World. I mean, for the price of a week's ticket with all the food, and the only thing you have to really get separately is the drink ticket, and I think you've even got a little something you can talk to about that. But I mean, I looked at it, and it to get a balcony, which is always what everybody, I mean, if you're going to do a cruise, get a balcony. It's kind of nice. Unless you're afraid of the water, then, you know, get the room I've got that says men on it. But I got 26 of them on both sides. But the thing is, you look at, now you're talking maybe $1,200 per person, but you're getting a balcony, you're getting all the food, and it's not at just a single restaurant. You've got all these restaurants on board that you can pick and choose what you want to eat, you can't get two or three nights at Disney World for that, and you're getting 7 days of luxury.
Absolutely. You know, in addition to having a beautiful cabin, as you said, with the balcony, you have your choice of a multitude of restaurants to eat for, and you can eat all day long if you want to. Even a midnight buffet, and I'm looking forward to the chocolate midnight buffet myself. You know, I think that's going to be a good thing. And plus, room service. So if you've been up all night enjoying the festivities on board the ship or having an adult beverage or two, and you need that cup of coffee delivered to your room at 6 o'clock in the morning, you let your room steward know, and it's there waiting for you.
And the tips are included in the package, too, Craig. I mean, you can always, but I mean, really, other than the drink ticket, that's it. The price is all-inclusive, so it's not like you're handing out money here, handing out money there, handing out money there.
Well, the prepaid gratuities are not included, actually. That's an option that folks can take. It roughly comes out to about $95 a person, which for a week you divide it among all the people that are serving you. You can do that. And as the drink package, if you book now, Royal Caribbean has actually got a special going on their drink packages where they're offering a 20 to 30% discount.
20 to 30%?
Yes, based on the package that you take. Of course, they have one that's just a soda package.
No.
They have one that's soda, premium coffees, a.k.a. Starbucks.
No.
And then they have the deluxe package, which has all the adult beverages.
Yes.
And so by booking now, we can take advantage of that discount. So, again, you know, a $50 per person deposit is all it takes to hold your cabin. You have until March 21st to pay off your final payment and sail with us May 21st, 2017, out of Port Canaveral on the amazing Oasis of the Seas from Royal Caribbean.
And if you want to, if you've never ziplined, here's a chance to do it. Bring your, they'll have ice skates. They will have all kinds of the ice skating on this thing. I mean, it's so big. It's like a, it's, it, and it got what, 3,500 to 4,000 rooms?
4,000 cabins. Absolutely. And you know, they have a boardwalk, which kind of reminds you of Central Park.
Oh, wow. I'm learning more and more. I love having you on, Jen. This is great. Now tell people how they can get involved.
All you have to do is go to our website, which is www.southernsailings.com, or you can give us a call at 706-248-1266, and myself and my team will be happy to make your reservations and have you join us on the inaugural country cooking cruise. Do it this year, because I think next year tickets are going to be harder to get after the success of this one.
I think so. I think everybody that signs up this year is going to say, hey, can we do this again next year? Hey, listen, I've already sucked up to Francine as much as I can, and you too. So I plan on being out there next year. But all kidding aside, this is a rare opportunity. And it's only $50 down, and you don't have to pay it until March. I mean, you just run the numbers. You could pay it off easily and conveniently, even after the holidays. But this is going to be 1 week in culinary history where you're going to be able to join the greatest minds. There's the Egulence. It's pulling in. They've got the... Yeah, they're about to open the gates, but I got to tell you, Janice, we thank you so much. Thank you for your partnership with Francine. We appreciate being on this thing, and we'll talk to you more throughout the season because we want our people to get involved in this. This is going to be culinary history.
Thank you, Kevin. It is my pleasure, and we look forward to working with you all as well.
Well, my friends, you heard it from Janice Brockmeyer herself, whose husband just happens to be, I won't say what, I'll just say he's a meteorologist. I won't say where, but he's a meteorologist with a very important company where meteorology is very important. But we hope that you had a, we hope that you're all safe, first and foremost. And I know you can't be here this year for Eggtoberfest, but put it on. The tickets go on sale usually the first to middle of August. Start looking for it, because once they go online, within probably a day, 3,000 to 4,000 tickets are sold out. So it's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about Eggtoberfest 2016. We are live right here from where none other, Stone Mountain Park.